Scott News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
It is humanity unsupervised, and be ready to be shocked and awed, but not in a good way.
Of course, not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Never in a good way. And we kick it off with a few short ones. Val, would you like to start today?
Sure. A study found that one cigarette daily can give you heart disease or a stroke. It figures there's literally, there is finally a consumer item that exceeds expectations, and it has to be bad for you.
Cigarettes do exceed expectations. I didn't really think I'd die. All right, a study found
everybody else, but not me.
Yeah. Study found that if you only get exercise on the weekend, you're still in as good a shape as people who exercise every day. And knowing this, we're going to save me a lot of time each morning. Now, if they could find out something similar about taking showers. Taking a shower once a day is as good as people that shower every day.
Yeah, but where would you get your shower thoughts from then, Scott?
That's right. That's right. I'd have to, like, combine them all in one simple day.
A study says binge drinkers are most likely to be middle-aged white guys, which helps to explain Congress.
You know, they're not middle-aged, though. The people in Congress typically are ancient.
For sure.
Crusty. of course, we're getting old. So what does that mean? Do kids look at me and think I'm ancient and crusty?
Just because you don't shower.
Oh, I did have a kid I didn't want to deal with. He wanted to buy something from me on Facebook, and he called me some choice names and a curmudgeon. And I was like, sweet, I've always wanted to grow old and be a curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon?
All right, Super Bowl's coming, which means I have less than 3 weeks to train my dog to make nachos. That was Val. That's what Val thinks in her head.
Because that's that melted cheese that, ooh, you know, yeah, we yeah, know and love. Yeah. All right, leading head trauma specialists say the NFL should probably reduce some of the violence. So don't be surprised if during the Super Bowl, guys are tackling each other with strong handshakes.
The crowd would go. That'd be like watching hockey and they stop for tea.
Yes.
All right.
Just hug it out.
Yeah.
They just hug it out.
Hug it out. And then whoever hugs the best gets the puck. All right. Dyersville, Iowa is where I'm heading right now. A small shop called Frosty's found itself in an unusual dispute with local regulators over whether their 17 flavor combinations constituted the claimed Pyramid of Dairy Delight. Or actually a public health hazard, which was what some people thought. Patrons defended the shop, arguing experimental scoops are an art form. City officials clarified the issue stems from portion labeling and allergen disclosure rules, not an actual limit on joy. It's just more proof that democracy in America melts faster than ice cream.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Ice cream truck! Me! I'm in here!
It's true.
Yeah. Authorities broke up what they described as a plastic flamingo heist crew targeting lawn ornaments worth hundreds of dollars. State police say the suspects resold them online to collectors and short-term rental owners. Investigators tracked the group after multiple neighbors reported sudden coordinated losses of flamingos overnight. State police noted that yard decor is surprisingly mobile when transported at 3 a.m. in a Prius.
No wonder.
You know, just go ahead. Never underestimate the resale value of tacky, I guess.
Yeah, totally. All right, I'm really tore up. Florida song again or Prius, huh?
Is the lady who owns the Prius here?
Prius.
Oh, well, your wife's car is totaled. Sorry. We were, however, able to save your purse.
Oh.
Oh.
First time I think I played that for someone else than Chuck. Canadian Newsweek. Lucky for them. A porcupine slipped its enclosure and wandered through picnic areas, terrifying some visitors and visiting a suspicious bush before being safely returned by zoo staff. No injuries were reported, though one bench was deeply questioned. Officials at the Calgary Zoo say the animal exploited a gate left unsecured during routine maintenance and was never aggressive. See, even porcupines hate being micromanaged. Keepers joked the porcupine had more outdoor miles than Bruce Springsteen and now has a tour schedule. Here's Val with songs from his new album.
All right. First one. The album itself is called Born to be Porcupine. First song on it is Porcupine in the USA. Next, we have Dancing in the Dark with Porcupine. Then we have Hungry Heart, Prickly Soul, Porcupine Blues. Finally, or no, not finally, Thunder, Roadkill, the Porcupine Cut. Next, we have Porcupine on the Edge of Town. Then I'm on fire because I hugged a porcupine.
That's my favorite.
Last but not least, Glory Days, back when the porcupine didn't fight back. Which sounds both creepy and dangerous.
You hugged a what? Oh, do I have a sound effect for that one? I do.
Something tells me that you're all wet.
No, but it's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
No, right, I didn't have a sound effect for that one. This is for this story, where pranksters turned a capped hydrant into an impromptu fountain, flooding sidewalks, slippery conditions, and forcing temporary street closures. Police shut it down within minutes, and public works crews say the stunt caused minor infrastructure damage in the city and some major footwear regret. It's all fun until someone sprains an ankle. And where were they that they could open a fire hydrant? Oh, Eugene. That's why it iced up, because it's probably still a little cold there, right?
Right.
Something tells me that you're all wet.
No, but it's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
All right, wet him down.
Well, we're not going to pole vault out of here. Ooh. That's for damn sure.
Oh. All right, on to Tennessee, Belle.
All right. In Nashville, actually, a man was arrested after tunneling from an adjacent building into a bank's vault room. Authorities say the suspect used hand tools over days, setting off internal alarms when he finally reached the outer walls. Investigators praised surveillance and security teams for catching him before he breached the inner vault. A police detective said, Ocean's 11, it was not.
It wasn't nearly that impressive at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
All right, so tunneling, that's cool.
Treasure to the vaults. Prisoners to the dungeons.
Yes. Treasure to the vault. All right, is it you? Yeah, I did a couple. You do another one.
I'll do another one.
Okay.
All right, in India, two thieves went into a market, pulled out weapons, and told the cashier to hand over all money. Before the cashier could say or do anything, two other voices shouted out, "Drop your weapons and put your hands up." Belonged to police officers who were at the market to investigate a stick-up from earlier that same day.
So I guess that Quickie Mart gets robbed on a regular basis.
Must be.
Wow.
We know for a fact they robbed the very same store 3-4 times in a row.
He wanted me to short-circuit a burglar alarm so he could rob his own store.
Ooh. The robbery, the kidnapping.
It all happened so quickly. I was counting by tips.
So I wasn't really paying attention. All right.
Oh, boy.
Last story, and it's a doozy, Val. The World Toe Wrestling Federation. All right. The World Toe Wrestling Federation, folks. You heard me right. They've reported a new world record. Fastest 10-toe lock under 3 seconds. Officials say the gloves are forbidden, and this is serious business. Get ready.
Get ready for Foot Clinch tonight in the Octagon at 8 p.m. only on ESPN 8. The Ocho, 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 Ocho.
That's what they say when they pinch your toes, too. Ocho.
The Ocho?
Ocho, Ocho, Ocho. The record was set at a sanctioned match in England where competitors train grip strength the same way arm wrestles train forearms, just with far less dignity and a whole bunch of free Lamisil. And clean socks. Some really clean socks, please.
Oh.
So the question is posed to you, Val. Where did you two meet?
At the foot clench. That's where Scott's going to pick up women from
date, now on. Date night. Hey, honey, guess where we're going?
Get ready for foot clench tonight in the Octagon at 8 p.m. Only on ESPN 8. The Ocho! Ocho! Ocho!
The Ocho! Ocho! All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your odd news for Tuesday, January 27th. We take this final second to thank everybody for being here. Val, tease your Farkle board contest.
All right. If you love Farkle and you are tired of your dice rolling on the floor, you need a Farkle board. And guess what? Scott and Val, Save the Universe is giving one away. All you have to do is like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. I'll get it out. And you have a chance to win a really cool Farkle board featuring Bigfoot and Northern Lights. Along with that, you get a really cool set of four coasters with Bigfoot and Northern Lights on them. If you want to see what that looks like, see if you're interested, just go to Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook, and you will see a couple great little clips that show everything. And that is Facebook.com/ I have to stop now. RFN Network.
All right. I was kind of worried going through all that for you because you've kind of slowed down as the show has progressed and we had a little breakup. But you made it all the way through. Yay.
Yay. I just need to start resetting my internet on the regular every time before the show because it's just kind of, you know, I do a speed test. It looks great. And then it starts glitching. So I just need to.
Well, I don't think you and Ken noticed. And it was the strangest thing I've ever had happen. In fact, it's never happened in the several years of us doing this show on KCHW through Zoom. You and Joe were talking, and my Zoom window, and I initiated the meeting, totally closed and went away. And I went, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of the show. You know, just started part two. Oh, we're going to have to restart the whole thing, and we'll lose people. They won't realize what's gone on. And I look over, and I can see that the meters on the radio station side are still going and you guys are still talking. You didn't even notice. I don't think I was gone. And then
I saw something pop up, but I was, you know, I didn't get a chance.
And then all of a sudden I'm sitting here like in panic because you guys are still on the radio, but I can't control anything anymore. And about then a window popped out. It said Zoom was restarting and it took like 30 seconds. So I was still in panic, but it actually opened up and put everything back to exactly where it was. So I've never seen that happen before. I was pretty impressed. So thank you, Zoom, for some pretty amazing technology that restarted itself in the middle of a live broadcast.
Yeah, because it's hard to save the universe without Zoom.
It is. It'd be really difficult because we have not mastered light speed, but hopefully by next week we will. Yes. All right. So don't forget.
And now if there's a tear in the time stream continuum and all of that, space time continuum, it's probably because we were trying to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah. Watch for glitches. You can tune in next Tuesday to the radio show that you need to watch as well. And if you missed any portion of it, know that we will repost it on Scott and Val's Facebook page. It's automatically going to be on the KCHW Facebook page and Scott and Val's YouTube page, as well as KCHW's YouTube page. If you want to watch it again, you missed any part of it, or you want to see some of the clips and the visuals on our guest co-host today, definitely the way to do that online. Don't forget, you get entered into that contest by subscribing at YouTube at Rogue Frequency Network and following us online at on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RFN. Network. There you go.
And if you can't remember any of those, evidently we're like the only Scott and Val, you know, thing out there. So if you can't remember, just Google Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Yeah, it looks like we're world famous.
I think you probably get as far as Scott and Val and it's going to pop up for you, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, it does. It
so
does.
Yeah.
It's not rough.
There's no excuse for not.
Unless you hate us.
Finding us. Yeah, unless you hate us.
And if you do hate us, don't you want to keep track of us? Keep an eye on us?
Yeah. You know, keep your enemies closer and all that.
All right. Don't forget the bonus content. We carved stuff up. The little skits the guys did today by tomorrow morning for sure. Those will be up online too if you want to watch another one again. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And thank you all so much as we try to launch these two new pages for liking us on the Scott and Val Facebook and YouTube pages. We really appreciate it because those social media places require certain amounts of fans before they let you do things like broadcasting live. So again, thank you very much.
If you comment on our stuff, we'll give you a shout out on the radio too. And so, we appreciate you tuning in, watching and listening.
And a note for Carrie, if she's listening, is we've got a new listener that came on board about a week ago or follower, Sherry. And she's giving you a run for your money as like our busiest fan. So just know that, Carrie, we're watching you.
And Sherry, we met through our love of doing art and fluid art especially. And so it's just really cool, those, you know, friends that you make on Facebook. So it's been awesome.
Yeah.
And we appreciate her supporting our page.
Totally. All right. Want you to have a great week. We'll be back next Tuesday. Love you, Sister Val. Thank you for being here. Big thanks going out to Ken Owens, Alan Milani, and Joe Wolzinski.